You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. California State Superintendent Tony Thurman addressed educators, students, parents, and the media earlier this week. Here are edited portions of his remarks.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me for this conversation today as we discuss the killing of George Floyd and the surrounding events in the aftermath. Since March 13th, I haven't discussed anything other than the coronavirus and its impacts on education and our response to the coronavirus. But given the gravity of what has happened, it is important to me to take some time away from that work to talk about the important need for us to have racial justice in California and in this country. I have to admit, it has been difficult for me to find my voice, to try to get my mind around such senseless acts that have occurred. It has been difficult for me to make sense of how a man could beg and plead for his life and still have his life snuffed out. It has been hard for me as a Black man who every day thinks about the impacts of race. I've struggled to know how and what to say about what has happened in the aftermath and the killing of George Floyd. It has been difficult for me as a parent raising African-American children to know what to say, how to answer their questions when they ask me, "Dad, why did this happen?" And to know that I have to confront my own vulnerability, that when they ask me, "Could this happen to them?" that I may not be able to keep them safe, that all I can do is talk with them about how they might carry themselves if they're ever confronted, about actions that they might take that might make the difference in their well-being. It has been difficult for me as a public servant, as an elected official, to know how I can be helpful and to know how I can do more than just give platitudes, to know how I can do more than just offer condolences. And I believe that we have to have action, and that action has to be focused on dealing with race and racism and implicit bias. We have to be courageous and honest in how we must use education to have these courageous and sometimes difficult conversations about race, how we should recognize the intersectionality of education and racism and its impact on Black and brown students who are more likely to be suspended and pushed out of school and pushed into the criminal justice system, to be labeled, to be given an education that is not equal and is not appropriate and is not adequate. And so I think that now is our time to speak and to give voice to our action to address racism and implicit bias in education. Today, I'm announcing that we will begin work on convening conversations with educational leaders all across the state to talk about what we do in the classroom, to talk about why we haven't done more to address implicit bias, to talk about what more we need to do specifically around implicit bias and helping to build empathy and building tolerance and teaching our children and using education to help us to find racial justice and to find ways to prevent the horrific events that have occurred from occurring again. That I'll be convening conversations with superintendents and educational leaders and educators and parents and students about what we can do in our schools, the conversations that we can have. But we have to go beyond education, because racism is taught. Children aren't naturally prone to be prejudiced unless they've been exposed to it. And so I say that to say that we cannot just stop with our students, but that we have to work with adults, and we have to deal with racism and bias in every sector, in education. And so, as well as government and police agencies, and in every sector of our community. So in that respect, these courageous conversations that I'll be convening will go beyond the work that we'll do with superintendent and education leaders. We will do work with elected officials and police chiefs and leaders of police agencies and government agencies. And I'm grateful to all those leaders in our state legislature who've already been in touch with me about wanting to work together on ways that we look at legislation, that we look at training, that we look at real conversations around implicit bias. I understand that many are looking for a way to get involved, to have an outlet to express what you feel. And so we're creating a new online resource that will give people an opportunity to have resources and have information. And in the meantime, we've created an email address where you can, you know, send a note about how you feel and your suggestions about what we need to do to promote racial justice. And I want to share that email address with you now. It is createracialjustice@gmail.com. And that email is just the start of our creation of online resources that we will soon share. We want to create opportunities to support and to address the trauma that so many of us feel. We want to make sure that our children can be supported in the trauma that they will feel when they think about what has happened to George Floyd. I think about trauma every time I think about what has happened to George Floyd. I am haunted by the sounds of his voice, begging to breathe, begging for life. And we must address that trauma head on. We look forward to the work that lies ahead. Thank you, and please continue to be well.